Welcome. My name is Winnie, and I'm excited to have you here tuning in. For those who are familiar with how we roll over here, welcome back. As always, I have a cup of tea waiting just for you, my love. Without further ado, let's get started with today's proverb of the day. Dong ni zi ji. Know yourself. Close your eyes and imagine a better life. Because you have to go through those experiences of failures, rejections, and pain. Everything happens for a reason. Remind yourself that every problem carries the seed of opportunity to learn, to love, to grow in awareness. We gain wisdom through experience. Let's kick off today's episode with an important question. Who is the most important person in your life? Do you remember the protocols and the presentation the flight team has to give you every time that a plane takes off? Fit your own oxygen mask before helping others fit theirs. You might be wondering, well, isn't that considered selfish to put my oxygen mask on first? Absolutely not. Because this is an important rule for survival. If you run out of oxygen yourself, you can't help other people if you're not taken care of first. Being selfish does not mean to not think about other people. It simply means to focus on filling your own glass all the way to the top. Before you even begin to think about topping up someone else's glass, I really want to emphasize the point that your value isn't dependent on how much people like you. To illustrate my point, in the book Tao Te Ching, verse 49, the sage has no fixed mind. He is aware of the needs of others. Those who are good, he treats with goodness. Those who are bad, he also treats with goodness, because the nature of his being is good. He is kind to the kind. He is also kind to the unkind, because the nature of his being is kindness. He is faithful to the faithful. He is also faithful to the unfaithful. The sage lives in harmony without expecting anything in return. He does that because he has established self-love within. You start treating people the way you want to be treated. Self-care is not selfish. Here are some examples of self-care routines that you can try. Number one, move your body. Exercise for 30 minutes. Or do yoga. Go to the supermarket. Whatever it is that you like, enjoy. Number two, meditate. Clear your mind. Number three, watch your favorite show or your favorite movie. Cook your favorite meal. Relax and enjoy the moment. Number four, get outside. Connect with nature. Go for a walk around the park. Take pictures with your camera. Enjoy the beauty of life. One of the main reasons why people make excuses and believe they cannot succeed is because they spend too much time focusing on other people's problems instead of their own. Every time that you do that, it's like poking a hole in your cup, keeping you from reaching your full potential. What happened to your goals and your dreams and your ambitions? If you don't sacrifice for what you want becomes the sacrifice, my friend. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you on the other side.